Thank you, Vanessa. So today, hopefully, we'll find out if Pat Cummins is good to go tomorrow for the start of this second test at Adelaide Oval. Australia v West Indies. As I mentioned to you a little bit earlier, Bharat Sundaresan's post on Twitter about Marnus Labuschagne in the nets until late last night, where he just wouldn't leave until he got one out of the middle. Well, look, Bharat is on the line right now. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Matty.
And I've just seen Marnus's response to your tweet. He said, because you said how the best get better. It's nearly 9:30 in Adelaide. Everyone else has left, but here he is refusing to budge from the net until he middled a drive. And Marnus has said, I was told I'd be doing a few late night drives when I became a new dad, which is recent. He said, not totally sure this is what they meant, but he just wouldn't budge. I thought he'd gone indoors, but it was the outdoor nets. So he was there until late, huh?
He was there until really late. Not for the first time with Marnus. Or like, you know, any of these genius batters. I mean, they just are such perfectionists. Steve Smith is the same. And Steve Smith left only, what, 20 minutes or so before Marnus got back in. And it was all about one thing, Matty. You're talking about someone who scored a double 100 and a 100 just 3 days ago. And here he is refusing to leave the net before he just middles one drive. The defensive strokes were all right. He was happy with them, but he just wanted one to come off the middle of the bat. And yeah, I mean, he kept asking Michael Divinato, the batting coach, what was up with him. And then eventually they had to call it quits. And he turned around and asked me how he was going. I said, look, you are getting better, but like, forget today. There's always tomorrow, and it's always about tomorrow. So, you know me, I'm always there with a piece of advice.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, and you're there as late as they are. That's the cool thing. Will we find out today? Is Paddy Cummins going to have a fitness test today?
Well, he had a semi-fitness test or a fitness test he was just put through the rungs for around 40 minutes yesterday. But he did not bowl or bat. He hung around the nets for a while watching Scott Boland and Mitchell Starc bowl like fire with that pink ball. And then he walked away with Coach Andrew McDonald. He was around, though. I saw him later just walking around. He seemed to be walking fine. Of course, everybody there wanted to know if he was fine, and he did. He was playing his cards close to his chest. He kept saying, I'm fine. But we'll find out. I mean, he's still slated to do the press conference in, what, 3 hours' time or 4 hours' time. So we'll see if he's going to say whether he's playing or whether, you know, he'll have Steve Smith captaining the side tomorrow.
So who did bowl then yesterday in the nets? Because I saw reports that Scotty Boland was pretty much the only one plugging away, and Mitchell Starc and Josh Hazel would have gone to play golf. But then I did see that Mitchell Starc was in there as well. So who ended up having a bowl?
No, I think maybe they. Nathan Lyon said they went to play golf in the morning. So Mitchell Starc had a long spell, and he was bowling proper, what you expect from Mitchell Starc with a pink ball in his hand. Scott Boland was unplayable as ever. Poor Marcus Harris, I felt bad for him. He had to face the wrath of those two. Cam Green was another one who had a longish spell. Josh Hazlewood, I saw him around. He was, he was doing more fitness work. He went to the indoor gym with the physio at one point. The trainer. So you had these three guys bowling. The new wild thing, Lance Morris, had long bat towards the end. So did my mate Michael Neeser. We'll see what happens today. But considering they're coming off such a massive workload, I don't see any of them really having a longish goal, which is what surprised me about Mitchell Starc. Maybe he was just getting, re-acclimatized to the pink ball.
Yeah, and can't wait to get it back into his hand, no doubt about it. So, your man Michael Neeser, you're going to get asked this time and time again until we find out who's been picked and who's not. How close do you think he is? Because Heels made a good point yesterday. He said, look, if there is a bowler or two that need at least half a break, then now's the time to do it. So if Paddy Cummins can't make it because of injury, then Scott Boland's your most likely choice. But if Josh Hazlewood, for instance, is a little bit tired or whatever, or Starkey or whatever that scenario is, then your man Michael Neeser certainly comes into the frame.
Well, he did make his test debut at this venue with the pink ball last year, you'll remember. And you know how loyal I am to my campaigns and just loyal to people who I back, Matty. So the hashtag Neeser Must Play campaign is still very much alive and kicking. And he did have a long net yesterday, like I said. And then he had and I was trying to pick any positive signal that I could. Like, he had a long chat with Dan Vittori after his net. I don't know whether that means anything at all. Yeah, hopefully that's a sign that, if in case they do rest Josh Hazlewood, which I don't see happening because Hazlewood has just come back into the test team in many ways, right? Strangely, he's played just two tests this year. So I think in the unlikely chance that Hazlewood is also rested, you'd think Michael Nisa would be the guy coming in. But then there's also the possibility of the new bright prospect in Australian cricket, Lance Morris. Like I said, he didn't bowl yesterday, so I think we're all looking forward to seeing him bowl today in the nets.
Yeah, which would be something, won't it? So do you get the feeling that this is, for Lance Morris in particular, it's probably on two fronts. There's definitely the cover factor, be there to cover just in case, but also let's give him some exposure to this Australian setup. I mean, that's crucial. It sounds to those from the outside looking in, well, why waste, a couple of days sitting around if you're not going to get a game in particular? But it's all about being part of the processes there and getting used to the teammates that you perhaps might play with not too far away.
Oh, it's a great idea. And, other teams have done it as well in the past. And I think Cricket Australia are doing it really well, not just with the likes of Lance Morris, but this summer, everywhere they go, they have like two or three of the under-19 cricketers from the state joining the team in the nets in the Aussie kit. I saw a couple of or three or four South Australians yesterday. In fact, there was a leg spinner who I took a lot of pride in seeing, Maddie, because I remembered umpiring a game of his from 2-3 years ago when he was playing under 16. So, I felt like a proud father looking at his bowl. Not that he recognized me, but for Lance Morris, it's so important. Like you said, like just seeing him have that net and seeing everyone else, all the other high-profile names get around him, just back him, tease him whenever he got beaten, were good signs. I mean, some of them, of course, played against him. Nathan Lyon and Barnes has been dismissed by him. So has Usman Khawaja. So it's a great idea. I mean, with all that test cricket ahead for Australia, why not?
Yeah, exactly. And then on the Windies side, Bharat, what do you think here? I mean, they showed one thing in Perth, and that was resilience, that they just kept on fighting. And look, they're outclassed here when you stack them up 11v11. I saw some talk last night where they're talking tough. We're going to bombard Marnus with some bounces. So they're showing plenty of fight, aren't they?
Oh, very much so. And the other day in Perth, Matty, as we finished our Pat Cummins press conference after the game, and as we were walking back to the media centre, I saw Brian Lara very patiently waiting outside the West Indies dressing room to be let in. I mean, you would think with Brian Lara, he can walk in whenever he wants, right? But he was very politely waiting outside. And we heard from Roddy Estwick, the assistant coach yesterday, that Brian had a lot of words of encouragement for the boys. He spent quite a bit of time there. And praising them for the fight they showed. And look, Alzari Joseph did rattle Manas Labuschagne, and Manas Labuschagne himself admitted to that happening. So it'll be good to see Alzari especially firing on all cylinders, because he is the new leader of the attack. I mean, Kemar Roach at 33, 34, is on pretty much on his last legs, you would think. So it'll be nice to see Alzari run in and bowl like he did in that second innings. But look, the simple plans that they have come here with, bat 100 overs, they nearly did it in both innings. So, credit to them. Nobody expected them to win games, but they are winning hearts.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, we'll see what pans out today. I'll keep an eye on your Twitter feed. It is the source and font of all information and a lot of fun as well. Good on you, Bharat. Thank you.
No worries at all, Matty. Cheers. You have a great day.
You too. Bharat Sundaresan there. Beastie Boy 07 is his Twitter handle. You want to get on top of anything, he's always there. He's dead set, always there. He's there at the net sessions all the time. He has a good, solid look. Obviously, he knows what's going around, follows it religiously, and posts quite a few great photos and videos as well. And he's so right. I mean, they said before, and we made mention of it, that the thought process here is let's try and bat 100 overs against this Australian bowling class of bowling that they've got. 98.2 overs in the first innings over there in Optus Stadium in Perth, and 110 they faced in the second innings all up. So essentially they completed that task, but they are outclassed here, let's face it. And now they're talking tough about bounces and the resilience that they've got, and I like it. And Brian Lara is here as a commentator, but he was out there as a proud West Indian who was helping out. Joshua De Silva, the keeper who got rolled for a duck in the first innings, I saw some imagery of him having a chat with Brian Lara, who went out and he was all mic'd up, you know, out there to do his job, but he stopped and took time to have a chat to De Silva to essentially give him some batting tips. Now, if Brian Lara is going to give you some tips, you stop and take notice as well. But you don't have to do that. That's the point. So they've certainly got enough fight and the good culture around them here. They're just being outclassed. And let's see how this one plays out. So we'll follow that today. And, of course, Paddy Cummins with his regular press conference will be a little bit after lunch our time. So we'll follow that right here on SEN. 0457 736 736. Is my number. Plenty of your texts can take your calls as well. Our sporting family tree. Who sits at the very, very top, do you think, when it comes to our royal sporting family? Let's talk about that. And the Wallabies as well. Is Eddie Jones on the radar now after being sacked by England? Well, you've had your say. I'll translate that for you after this break.